continued by men, and that includes the wave and the high five, two of history's truly low points. But as I say, besides knowing that men are stupid, it's also important to remember that women are crazy. And if you don't think women are crazy, ask a man. That's the one thing men aren't stupid about. They know for sure, way down deep in their hearts, that women are straight out fucking nuts. But it doesn't just happen. It isn't an accident. Women have good reason to be nuts. The main one being that in the course of life, compared with men, they have far more to put up with. They bear greater burdens. Think of it this way. In the big cosmic cafeteria, as human beings move down the chow line of life and reach that section where the shit is being spooned out, women are given several extra portions. And please understand, my motives here are not selfish or personal. I'm not saying all this stuff to get in good with women, although an occasional blowjob would be nice. But it's not a requirement. It's optional. BJO. Blowjob optional. No, I just think it should be evident to any person who's being honest and thinking clearly that women carry a lot more of life's baggage than men. To begin with, they're smaller and weaker, so they get slapped, punched, raped, abused, and in general get the shit beat out of them on a rather regular basis. By men, of course, who are stronger. If women were stronger, this wouldn't be happening. Men would not raise a hand if they thought the balance was more equal. They'd back down quickly. Then again, if women were stronger, they'd probably be beating the shit out of men just for the fun of it. It's only fair. Another major problem for women, they have to look good all the time. Or at least they think they do. So they'll be attractive to their male protectors. Gotta look good tonight. Joey's gonna beat the shit out of me. Maybe I can get a nice kick in the fucking mouth. Gotta look my best. And looking one's female best requires a lot of things. Start with cosmetics. Just think of all the products and procedures a woman is forced to deal with in the world of cosmetics. Cleansers, toners, foundation, blush, face powder, lipstick, lip gloss, lip liner, eyeliner, eyeshadow, eyebrow pencil, mascara, nail polish remover, manicures, pedicures, fake fingernails, fake eyelashes, face cream, neck cream, eye cream, thigh cream, foot cream, day cream, night cream, cold cream, wrinkle remover, makeup remover, hand lotions, body lotions, bath oils, bath beads, shower gels, bubble baths, scented baths, perfumes, colognes, toilet water, astringents, moisturizers, emulsions, exfoliants, peels, scrubs, depilatories, body wraps, facial masks, shampoos, conditioners, bleaches, dyes, rinses, tints, perms, straighteners, wigs, falls, rats, extensions, combs, barrettes, bobby pins, hairpins, hair nets, hair curlers, scrunchies, ribbons, bows, tie backs, headbands, streaking, frosting, teasing, spraying, moussing, blow-drying, cutting, layering, curling, eyelash curling, eyebrow plucking, armpit shaving, leg shaving, crotch waxing, leg waxing, eyebrow waxing, and a purse. A big fucking purse, so she can carry all this shit around with her. Especially the makeup, which must be close at hand at all times. Gotta have my makeup, in case I run into Joey and he wants to beat the shit out of me. Gotta look my best. Maybe he'll punch me repeatedly in the kidneys and the stomach, so it doesn't mark up my face. He's so thoughtful. And my friend, I hope you're aware that when we talk about women looking good, we're also talking about clothing. Clothing is what generates all that shopping shit that occupies so much of a woman's time. Because the truth is, women have to buy, own, and wear an unbelievably bewildering number of garments. Slips, half-slips, camisoles, thongs, panties, pantyhose, stockings, half-hose, knee-highs, anklets, socks, leg warmers, garter belts, girdles, corsets, training bras, padded bras, sports bras, nursing bras, push-up bras, strapless bras, wonder bras, bustiers, teddies, petticoats, peignoirs, negligees, nightgowns, shorties, muumuus, body stockings, blouses, sweaters, jerseys, pullovers, halter tops, miniskirts, maxi-skirts, slacks, suits, sunsuits, business suits, pantsuits, culottes, capris, shorts, short shorts, hot pants, formal gowns, bridal gowns, evening gowns, street dresses, sundresses, cocktail dresses, house coats, winter coats, fall coats, spring coats, hats and scarves, brooches, pins, necklaces, pendants, medallions, lockets, bracelets, ankle bracelets, earrings, wedding rings, engagement rings, friendship rings, thumb rings, toe rings, and optional, of course, nipple, nose, and labia rings. And let's not even begin to talk about shoes. Oh, God, sorry, girls. I take it back. But at least, let's keep it brief. Tennis shoes, sandals, open toes, slingbacks, mules, wedgies, flats, half heels, and high heels. High heels that damage a woman's feet, ankles, and knees, but make her ass look great, so how can you blame a guy for the occasional rape? Hey, the bitch was asking for it. She was wearing high heels. Now, generally, all this obsession with appearance has one purpose.